You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops, episode 101. But before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. If for no other reason to buy Dr. Dish, it's easy to set up and take down. Drew and I were in the gym the other day, and super easy. It's basically set up in our gym now because no one goes in there other than me. Because no one can because we're shut down. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Not too late to come over and join that individual workout course I set up. There's an app for your team. I set up – you can put as many players – you can put 150 players in it. I don't care. It's all set up. I will work with you on a couple of tweaks as far as how involved you want to be. It's a great deal, and all it costs is your membership. So that seems like the deal of the century to me. Go over and check that out, and let me know if you have any questions. steve@teachhoops.com. All right, what's today's episode, Coach?
We are going to look at the
– ooh, I can't rookie. Hear you. I can't hear you. You're a little bit in the tunnel.
You got me now?
Yeah, now I do. There you go.
All right. So we are going to be talking about the rule changes for the 2020-21 season.
Okay.
We'll
talk some specifics and we'll talk some general.
I'm not going to talk about mostly, like, there are some emphasis and stuff like that, but
yeah.
Mostly just about the rule changes and some of the adjustments that our state and other states have decided to do with the game as well.
Okay. Yeah. So here's what we have. So the big rule change for us in Wisconsin is they are going to do computer seeding for the state tournament, which I'm like, thank God. So I'm all for that. I think it's fair. I think it's, I'm a stats teacher, so I'll be able to figure out the mathematics behind it. So there you go. All the coaches in the Big Eight. I'll consult with you.
I love it.
I do
love
too.
The computer seating.
Take the human out of it. Take the bias out of it. Take all that out of it. Let the math do it. Yes.
It's the what ifs if we played one more game, what ifs of this and that and this and that. Like, if they do decide to do the computer seeding, are they going to let teams play out the entire regular season, or are they going to still have a cutoff time?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that.
Because that's always my biggest issue with our seeding, and that's right. The one thing that I like about football is that seeding and decisions aren't made till that final game is played. And
right.
I think it really – I think it's better for the game, and it prepares team more for the playoffs if you're able to play out your season completely. I don't know what your thoughts about that are and what you're thinking.
I think that's the right way to go, too. I think it just makes it Yeah, I think it's better. I mean, because there's always like there's been a couple times where we've gotten toasted a little bit on seeds just because all the games weren't played. So right, it's so like
I'm thinking like if there was a due date, say the due date was a Tuesday and the next week, the following Tuesday is when the playoffs start. That would give enough ample time to figure out how they would be able to do things.
Right.
I think they could do it. I think it would be great. Just it would be good for this. It would be one good adjustment for the 98% of people out there.
It would be from last really week's episode. Yes.
Yeah.
So, I know, and the reason we thought of this is I know I have a couple friends that are in Georgia, and Georgia just put in the 30-second shot clock. Tom Crean actually made a video. I don't know if you saw the video, it was floating around, basically saying we should do the shot clock. Well, of course he's going to say we should do the shot clock
because he's only bettering him in this state.
Right. So I get it. It goes back to last week. Again, we can have the discussion about the shot clock from now forever. Why and what are you really preparing? Show me the math. Show me that all these delay games happen. No one's been able to do that. You're getting kids. Now, if you want a faster game and you're doing the shot clock because you think the game's too slow, then that's a different thing. I disagree with you.
Yeah, because you can do things as a basketball coach to speed up the game.
Right.
The shot clock is not going to make any difference in regards to that.
No. There's people who think it's going to help. It's lazy.
My question to you is it really about the delay game or is it about getting more possessions, higher numbers? Think that the speed of play
it's like great inflation, people. If we have more possessions and kids score more points, it's not going to help.
That's again making the decision for the 1-2%.
It's like, oh, Johnny's scoring 13 points a game, great. He'd be scoring 11 if we didn't have a shot clock, great. You don't think the college coaches know that? No, it's like all that. It's silly. And again, whatever. I mean, make adjustments to the – here's my issue with rules, and we'll talk about some rules that happen. Make rule changes that help the game. Get rid of the jump ball to start the game. That's a silly rule. Why do we have it? We don't need a jump ball. Another silly rule is like – I mean, again, I think we should figure out whether we're quarters or halves. Like, why do the NCAA women play quarters and the men play halves? Why do we in Wisconsin play halves and Illinois plays quarters? I mean – let's decide what we want to do on that.
So I love the idea.
Go ahead.
I love the idea of not having the tip off. So would it be just a commonality is that the visiting team would get the ball
done.
On the side out
every
done,
time,
and then
every
home
time
team would get the second half, and at the state tournament you're just
judging. It would go alternating possession then.
Right.
Yeah, it would go alternating.
Oh, you just possession. Alternate possession.
Yeah, you still do alternating possession. I'm just saying my point is why do we have a jump ball to start a basketball game? It's not like the NBA where you jump every ball. Why do we do that at the beginning of the game? Why don't we just give the visiting team the ball and then alternating possession? Done. That's an innovative rule. That's a rule that makes sense to me. Like, because the officials are horrible at throwing the ball up. It's not their fault. They don't practice it. But it's an archaic part of the game. Like, so why do we still do it? Now, halves and quarters, we can have a discussion. There's pros and cons. You know, I don't really care. I miss the quarters because I miss the coaching I did in the in between. But halves make me play more kids, which was what
right.
High school.
So the high school hardest thing though, to evaluate though, Steve, is like, what are your thoughts when they change the duration of time? Because they added on to time, right?
They did. They made it.
So 30s, and not only did they move to halves, but they also added on to the game. So,
which is good. Because, again, it did force me to play more kids.
Right. So do you think it would have been better just to add time and keep the quarters? Because that's what I think.
Yeah, maybe. Or give me another half and another timeout in the first half would have been okay. Another. It would have been, again, flow of the game. See, this makes more. This is talking about.
Hey, everybody, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. We'd love if you left a review. Jake and I love those 5-star reviews. So doesn't cost you anything to do that. We'd love if you join teachhoops.com, but you can definitely leave a review. Also, go over and check out our new podcast at teachersidegig.com. I think you'll love that. Most teachers have a side gig, and I think you'll enjoy it. So go over and check that out.
This makes more. This is talking about the game as a whole. like, this is actually pertaining to the kids, not the 1% or 2% that are going to play in college.
Right.
So this is forcing more kids to play. It's helping the flow of the game. All that. So all that, that makes sense to me. That's a rule that makes sense. It's probably better for kids.
Oh, I agree. I look at a sense of elementary teacher brain break. So having a brain break between first and second quarter and third and fourth is going to make a better end of the first half and a better end of the second half.
Well, it's also lazy. The thing is a little bit lazy in the sense that they didn't want people holding the ball. They don't want people having to, like, but it also took more preparation when we were quarters, because you had to have end of quarter shots. You had to have plays, things like that to call.
But I love that.
I do too. And that's, we got rid of that because, again, being lazy, you know, anyway.
It makes the game more monotonous again. You know, it makes it very.
I'm surprised we just don't start doing like the summer rules where the clock doesn't stop for the last, except for the last 2 minutes. I swear to God, some of that stuff's probably going to come at some point.
That's like soccer, dude. They can't do that.
You're going to play 40 minute halves and only stop the last 2 minutes. Well, okay. And then kids will slowly
with
walk.
No timeouts, and you're just,
no, it's like,
yeah, oh God.
Like, I'm telling you,
dude, the game would be so ugly. You don't even need us. Then it would become a player's game like soccer. And I'm a soccer guy. I love the sport, but that's what makes soccer soccer. You know, and what makes basketball is completely different. Like,
it is.
Quit making all these changes.
Yep. We're making changes for the sake of making changes. Yes.
Because they just don't know what to do. Maybe just leave it as purity.
They're bored. I guess they're bored. What other rule changes
do you see? So the only really two big rule changes as I don't know, and you were talking about something but that's our association with.
No, it's ours with the coaches meeting, and I didn't feel like we had to talk about that.
No, yes. It's,
yeah.
The big thing is going to be, as a coach this year, you're going to have to be really more concerned about how you handle yourself on your bench and etiquette. Number one, when a coach is removed now, say that you get your second technical or you've been ejected, your team automatically is forfeited. Your team forfeits it. It says, unless state association rules determine otherwise. So unless your state in particular makes a different rule, if you're kicked out of the game, your team automatically loses.
Wow.
That's a
good rule, in my opinion.
It is.
Yeah.
Great rule. And
you got to work to get kicked out.
Yeah, and honestly, if you're getting kicked out and that, that's just, I don't know.
Yeah, you've lost it.
You've lost it. You shouldn't be coaching high school basketball.
I'm sorry. Yes, I agree.
And then the other one is to clarify with officials is not required to get a technical foul now. So you don't need to have a warning to get a technical foul.
Right. I think the assumption was that you had to have they had to warn you.
And I think there's been times you just get a technical and there is no warning. I just think that there's an assumption that you are like entitled to a warning, but really you're not, right?
Right. Oh, that's interesting.
So now there's no rule for interpretation. You can get a technical whenever. So.
Good.
You got to. Again, you never know when you're going to piss somebody off. You better be careful.
Yep. Yep.
And
I'm okay with that.
The one thing I do like about it is that I think it gives powers to referees. I think it puts them in a disposition to not be constantly barked at all the time, blah, blah, blah.
They shouldn't be barked at all the time. I mean, what? They shouldn't be barked at all the time. I'm guilty of that too, but yeah.
But they do. They do. I mean, yeah, I mean, I know. I'm an official at the soccer level, and I get barked at U11, U12 games. I mean, I've been higher level games too, and it's like you just gotta learn how to tune out. But like the nicest thing that our association did and FIFA did, and the U.S. Soccer Association is now we can card a coach. Years ago, we couldn't card a coach.
Really?
Yes. Only in the high school level. In the high school level. At the WIA or Wisconsin, you could card coaches, because I've gotten a yellow card before.
So explain the cards in soccer. Yellow card does what?
Caution. So it's like your first technical, okay?
But nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
So it's not really a technical, because there's a penalty for a technical.
Correct.
So it's like volleyball. When I got a yellow in volleyball, I had to sit, but it really didn't cause anything. So it's really not a punishment. So I'd get a yellow once in a while and I'd just get ticked off.
No, but if you get your second yellow, you're ejected.
Yeah. Okay.
So yes. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's a very concrete way to show a warning and to be, you know, like now, if you get your second technical, your game is over.
Right.
It's kind of like how a red card is in soccer.
Okay.
I don't know. I think we got to find ways to keep officials into our game. You were talking about this. We were having a sidebar conversation before we did our podcast today about that. We're worried about, you know, having enough officials as we move forward as a sport. You know, I think these type of rules are putting in place to ensure that officials have power and control of the game and feel comfortable, because if we don't have officials, we can't keep continuing to have games.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, the game's over if we can't have officials. That might be a problem with COVID too. I know. All right. Do we have a parting, what do we call it? Halftime, timeout, whatever we call it.
Timeout today.
Timeout.
Let's see here.
I never call those.
No. So who's your favorite player to watch in the NBA right now?
Giannis and Wesley.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And Wesley.
Because Wesley's on Giannis's team.
Right. So, which is so cool. I love Giannis. I guess that I think he's a great person. I think he's a good role model. I'm really proud to have him be part of our state and what he does for the city of Milwaukee. I think he's great.
No, I've said this before. Wisconsin should give him the state to keep him. Like, what do you want? Like, we'll give you
something. I absolutely love him. I do. And he's great. Is he the best basketball player yet? No. I think he's got some things to work on.
Right.
He's still my favorite player because he's just – makes our state so cool right now, and it's awesome to have a good NBA team, and it's awesome. So
I know. All right. So till next week, coach.
All right. Later.
All right. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.